Oh man.
You feel that?
Yeah.
There's a mist in the air.
I'm puckering a little bit over here.
There's a hovering.
I just can't help it.
Yeah, well, that's the idea.
I like it.
We got to get puckered and primed.
That's right.
For a heaping dose of Bluffington.
Yeah.
Episode 300 of the Cool Parents podcast is here for your brain to consume. And I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm Justy Charles again. I'm Justy Doug.
Justy Funny?
No.
No?
Justy Klotz.
Oh, wow. Okay. You're going.
Ah!
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my Roger Klotz.
That's let's start this episode out by doing our best impressions of Doug characters.
Yeah.
What's Doug sound like? Let's start there. Easy.
Hey. Hey, Patty.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey.
And then what does Patty sound like?
I didn't do it. I didn't do my Doug.
Do it.
Pork chop. That's my Doug. Come on, come on.
What about Skeeter?
Come on, pork chop.
Come on.
Skeeter?
Skeeter, yeah.
See you at the dance, Doug.
What about that one kid who goes, Doug?
Doug.
He actually starts every sentence that way.
Doug.
What's his name? I forget.
Percy Femur.
No. Percy Femur, does he even speak?
Yeah.
He does, but he speaks like a fucking caveman.
Yeah, he's a mean motherfucker.
Yeah, he's like a caveman, right?
No, he's scary. He's got a scary voice.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Percy Femur. Actually, let's see. I want to know what Percy Femur sounds like.
Honk, honk. See you at the dance, Doug.
Do you remember what...
That's how he sounds in our series.
Yeah, right. You remember what, what's his nuts there?
Yeah.
Sky Davis sounded like?
Yeah, no.
Yo, mister.
Oh, what was that? Yeah, yeah.
Hey, yo, mister.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is his theme song. Percy Femur theme. Oh, shit, yeah.
Hey, you're not going to talk about my thing here? You don't have anything to say?
I do, actually. This. That's how I feel about it.
Mm.
This is awesome, dude. I gotta remix this shit.
Yeah.
The Percy Femur theme. Justy Boy's got an earring.
Yeah.
Big
it's
time.
Real. It's real.
I know. You've been pierced since a baby, right?
Since sixth grade.
Yeah.
I gotta
and
get
now
the
you
right
got
one.
A dang, you're a dangling earring guy now?
Yeah, I'm a dangly guy.
It's a snake.
An
asp.
Yeah, I'm part of the dang gang.
The dang gang.
The other person in it does not have their ear pierced. But,
wow.
You know.
Okay, here's
still wears the danglies, is what I'm getting at. It's a clip-on danglies. They count.
I know.
They count.
They still dangle as long as they dangle.
Right. They probably dangle a lot more comfortably than what I'm experiencing right now. This is heavy.
Wow, yeah, I bet.
What's the earring? Just tell the people.
It's a snake. I said that already.
I'll say it again.
It's a black asp.
It's a snake.
Snake.
It's pretty cool. I'm afraid of snakes.
We're going to talk snakes in a little bit.
The snakes in this episode?
Yeah. So for anybody who doesn't know, 300th episode.
Wait, we got to explain that.
Yeah. We were doing Bluffington. Bluffington is a theoretical TV drama, serialized drama show, trademark Cool Parents podcast.
Yep.
And it is a dark,
dark
reimagining of Doug's universe. And we've done 3 seasons so far.
Yeah.
Today, I've got a pitch for the 4th season.
Mm-hmm.
I've also got a little bit of a spinoff possibility.
Okay.
We'll see where that goes. And then...
I don't like spinoffs.
Well, you might like this one.
Unless it's Hobbs and Shaw.
This one, you're going to like this one. I know.
I'm sure I will.
And
I just mean in general, so it's gonna have to really impress me if you wanted to shit.
I'm not worried about it, honestly. I know it's gonna happen. I know you're gonna shit yourself.
Plus, once I see the check from Jim Jenkins, you know.
Well, I've also what?
I was just talking a little more about my snake. Say something about
it. It's hanging. I can't see it that well.
It's got a jewel as well.
Does it?
Yeah, a snake with a jewel.
Is it a mummy's jewel?
I don't know. I got to take it out if I, which I don't want to do, but. What, is there a jewel on there? There's a jewel, right?
Nicole, is there a jewel?
There's a jewel down the bottom, right?
Yes, a ruby.
Oh, it's got a ruby.
Yeah, I got a snake with a ruby.
Ruby?
Yeah.
Wow.
Ruby snake.
And that's the mummy's ruby.
Yeah.
Wow.
Protects me.
So then to top it all off, totally unrelated to Doug, we've got pervert proverbs.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm trying to decide which one we should do first. If we should... go, because we don't really know how long Bluffington's going to take.
Right.
So I figured we'd just have the proverbs for whenever we're done with that. But I guess it doesn't really matter.
Let's just do Bluffington. We're already in it.
We're in it.
We're already talking about it.
And then stick around if you want to get a little moist.
Yeah, that's just the cherry on top, you know?
Yeah.
The whole episode is the main event.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Episode 300.
That's right. It's a big one.
I know. So.
Yeah, I'm not going to make it too much longer.
Circling the drain.
I'm going to be passing away. So, and then when I do, I want you to play this clip when I do pass away.
Okay,
and you say, "Oh my god!"
But I'll have
he predicted it.
I'll have the wings of an angel or whatever in the background.
Yeah, and I give you full permission to make jokes about it as soon as.
Starting
the minute I pass. So just don't do it in front of my dad. He's not going to hear the podcast. You know, you could say whatever.
Okay. I'm going to leak your nudes, first of all.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
I don't have any.
I'll get them.
Yeah, you'll find them.
I'll get them.
Okay.
Don't worry. I'm an excellent hacker. Yeah.
Some old Snapchat files.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, they don't go away.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
I don't care.
Here's what Percy.
My dick's out there.
Here's what Percy Femur looks like or sounds like.
Yeah, see?
Oh, thanks, Coach. Oh,
thanks, Coach.
Shoelaces are untied.
See, my Doug was pretty spot.
Hey. Hey, Doug.
His shoelaces are untied.
He grew up to be Tim Allen.
Yeah.
Percy Femur.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into this here.
Do you want me to? You want to recap any of it?
Yeah, let's do a recap of what do you got for the recap?
I've got pages upon pages of recap.
Yes, we're gonna need that. Hopefully, my story, because I didn't recap shit.
Yeah.
Before I wrote my outline here.
Yeah.
That we're gonna elaborate on. So I tried to make it so that it would work regardless, but
I think we should write a script for an episode of Bluffington.
Yeah.
And have people. Acted out and shit. I think that would be great.
It would. Yeah. A lot of work.
Yeah, but worth it, I think. And I think we could hammer out a very good hour-long fucking pilot for Bluffington.
Yeah, well, we should put together...
Serialized.
We should put together a formal pitch and send it to...
Jim Jenkins.
Dan Dinko.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll like it.
Yeah.
Okay, let's recap.
Okay, I have season 2 and 3 recaps here.
Okay.
Which do you want?
Well, season 1... It started out with BB being dead.
Yes.
BB Bluff, dead.
Yeah, she's passed.
They find her corpse in the water.
Yep. Twin Peaks style.
Yeah.
Kinda. She disappears wearing the dress at the BB Bluff party from the show.
That's right.
Which is the first episode, I think. It's the only one with different animation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great episode.
Yeah.
But similar to that, yeah.
But it's not the pilot, believe it or not.
No?
There was a separate pilot that they aired after that.
Oh,
but
weird.
It was technically the first episode. And that one's got normal animation. It's weird.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We just kind of established the characters. And
right. Mr. Dink, he's fucking nuts. Like, the stuff that's going on with his wife.
Tippy.
We like to keep it vague. We don't really know if he's really if she's really even there.
Yeah.
Or if she's maybe passed on and she's a figment of his imagination. Who killed BB? Did we know?
Did we find out? I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't think the mystery's been solved yet. I think we wanted to go full David Lynch with it and never solve the mystery.
Right.
We'll solve the mystery,
but it'll
by
be...
By the end.
It'll
I know
be,
who did it.
Oh, I do too.
Chalky Studebaker. No, I'm just kidding. It's not Chalky.
Chalky's dad.
Chalky's fine.
Chalky's dad.
So yeah, we established that, and then Nematode was like the drug that was going around.
Right.
And Doug is... he wants to become a detective...
Right.
And I think he's shadowing with the...
He's shadowing with the police department. Yeah.
But he's also like working on his own and doing that inherent vice bullshit.
Right.
Except with, you know?
Yeah. Off the books.
That's right. Like Joaquin.
And
Joaquin.
Joaquin. Joaquinanawakanani.
Phoenix.
And then we've got, who else was there of note?
Roger at the end. It ends up with Doug getting knocked out on the shore.
Yeah, and you don't know if it's Roger.
Roger knocks him out.
He lured him to the nematode, much in the way the cartoon, he lured Doug into the nematode to
Stinson's pond.
Into Stinson's pond to bag the nematode.
Yeah.
But he really just embarrassed him.
Right.
I forget exactly what happened, but
I know he knocked him out and he's waking up on the shore.
Yeah.
Which I have. That's the start of season two.
Right.
Okay. Which I have written.
Okay, yeah. And I'm sure more bits and pieces from season one will come back to us as we go.
They definitely will. So yeah, Doug wakes up. Oh, next to BB's body. How do we get there? Oh, she dies at the end of the season, I guess?
Oh, that's right. Yes.
That's what it is.
It didn't start with her dying.
It ended with her dying.
It ended with her dying, and it started with her being missing.
Yes. Yes.
She was missing the whole time.
That's right.
Right.
Okay.
Presumed dead.
Yes. So yeah, Doug wakes up next to BB's body.
BB body.
On the shore of Stinson's Pond. Police blues flashing in the distance. Doug limps off into the woods to hide and starts getting dizzy. Suddenly, things start turning into a cartoon. We have a trippy episode of Doug in the classic Nickelodeon style.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Episode ends with Doug jolting awake in the real world in a ditch covered in mud. Attacker dosed him with nematode.
Oh, yeah. He's tripping sack.
It starts with...
He's tripping on that toad, dude.
We changed it, too. So the opening part is Judy's watching Derek Derrickson do a Shakespearean figure skating routine when she receives an emergency alert on her phone saying BB Bluff has been found dead.
Yes.
Yeah, this is season two. Okay. So then, Doug struggles with his decision to flee the scene, but inevitably ends up reporting a skewed version of the story to the police, becomes increasingly more paranoid as the season moves on. Mm-hmm. Police write Doug off as a suspect because... He's such a good boy.
That's right.
Yeah.
He's too good. He's simply too good.
Doug finds a note in his pocket saying he's going to end up like BB. If he talks, Roger Klotz stares at Doug angrily repeatedly throughout the season.
Yeah, he's just caught lingering.
Yeah. Doug and Patty form a PI service and want to solve BB's murder.
Mm-hmm.
Strictly platonic friendship. We want.
Yeah, that's a key.
Yeah,
that's a key. That's a little bit of a bait and switch to get right. the right wingers all pissed off to give us good some media attention.
Right. Oh my God. Fuck yeah. This is so good. Chalky Studebaker has a broken leg and starts experimenting with nematode for the pain.
Yes.
Suspects his dad, a cop, knows more about BB's murder and nematode epidemic than he admits.
Mm-hmm.
Chalky goes to Bloodstone Mariner to pick up nematode and sees his dad pulling away as he walks up in an unmarked car.
Yes.
Chalky's relationship with his father becomes even worse after the death of his brother in the accident where Chalky broke his leg. The wrong kid died.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so he resents Chalky.
Oh, shit, this one's... Chalky rigs his dad's exhaust with a whoopee cushion and it makes the sound of the cars on the show.
Yeah. And that alerts him, right? That's how he knows his dad was there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does this so he knows his dad's sneaking around.
Yeah.
Chalky follows his dad in his murder ball wheelchair or his dead brother's car. I like the murder ball wheelchair better. Still.
Mm-hmm.
He tails his dad to discover he's meeting at Mayor Bob White's mansion for a yodeling club.
Yes, the yodeling club, which Mr. Bone on the show was fucking obsessed. He was very protective of his trophy.
That's
yodeling
right.
trophy.
That's right. And then Willie White's being held and questioned about BB because he had a crush on her and exchanged texts with her the day of her disappearance.
Yeah.
This is a topic of discussion at the Yodeling Club.
But his dad's
Club.
The mayor.
Right, right, right. Yodeling Club is a secret society going back 100 years led by the White family who owns most... the Bluffs and the Whites own most of Bluffington.
Right.
Which is pretty funny. If you think about it. Jim Jenkins was woke.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to cover up BB's murder. Club is made up of Bluffington's elite minus BB's father. He's probably in it. They dabble in the occult a little bit, too. Bill Bluff has mob ties and suspects his daughter's death was his fault for ripping off the Italians.
Right, and that had something to do with the Honker Burger chain, right?
Yes, I believe so. Yeah, I think that's in here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see.
Because Bluff's own Honker Burger.
Yeah.
I think is what it was.
Yeah, he ripped off the Belmonte Italians.
Okay.
Mob's also instrumental in nematode distribution to Bluffington. What's YSB? Oh, the Yodelers Society of Bluffington is aware of YSB. The mob ties, yes. Mm-hmm. Yodeling Society is responsible for Patty's mom's death and her dad's injury.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Patty's mom knew too much, made to look like a mob hit. Mayor White has a plan to dose the town with nematode activated by yodeling.
Yes, that's right.
Doug and Patty uncover his plan for mass mind control, and the season ends before he successfully executes his plan.
We got everything in this show.
We did.
We got MK Ultra kind of shit.
Yep.
Mind control.
We got straight up
psychedelic.
The plot of Batman Begins.
What?
Yeah, he tries to poison the town with the fucking scarecrow shit.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. So that was season two. This is season three here. I think this is just my part of it, but I'm sure it'll all come back. Cameo from Skeeter's younger brother, Dale, who greets Doug, hiya, big nose.
Yes. Right.
Coach Spitz makes an appearance, possibly during a Chalky episode. Despicable as ever, makes a student athlete squeeze the guts out of vegetables to prove strength. Skeeter's in an on again, off again relationship with Loretta. Who's that? LaQuigley?
Loretta Quigley.
LaQuigley.
LaQuigley?
Yeah.
Well, she's the one from Yakistonia?
Yakistonia. Skeeter to like her in OG series by lying about being fluent in Yakistonian. Family's from Yakistonia. Yeah, okay, I remember her. Yeah, over time, it's apparent she's still lying to Skeet Face. Chad Mayonnaise, Patty's dad, more prominent in this season than others, very charismatic, always level-headed and friendly to Doug, helps occasionally as an advisor to Doug and Patty P.I.
Oh, wow, okay.
He knows about it.
Right.
Doug uses the alias Race Canyon somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Doug voiceover opens each episode with an entry from his journal. Ronald Weisenheimer shows off his physique on TV at some point and shouts his catchphrase, prepare to suffer.
Yeah.
These are just ideas here. Okay. Doug falling deeper into madness as the season progresses due to being dosed with nematode starts daydreaming again and more old personas pop up in his room trying to work out details for BB Casey becomes the chameleon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right,
he's the chameleon in this season. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Just him in his underwear and a trench coat.
Right.
Doug, realizing he's unwell, begins seeing the guidance counselor, Mr. Shellacky, at the school.
Oh, yeah.
Shellacky presents himself as an immature guy who can't take anything seriously. Over time, it becomes clear he's a maniac.
Yeah.
Presented as mostly unimportant. At the end of the season, it's revealed he's a high-ranking member of the Order of the Beat. Durango Doug makes an appearance. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really matter. In one of his daydreams, wears a live rattlesnake as a belt.
Yep.
He's a cowboy, has a rock hard head and eats stale bread.
Right. Yeah,
Durango Doug.
That's from the song which I wanted to play.
Yeah. We should cover that.
Yeah.
Doug and Patty follow somebody into a Smash Adams movie when uncovering the Order of the Beat, which is what we get to. The Waffle Stomper makes an appearance. Doug's Steven Seagal character wears a waffle iron shoe to stomp bad guys with. I don't think you liked this. I think you poo-pooed it.
Yeah, I think it was a little bit too...
No, it wasn't. That wasn't it.
Oh, okay.
No, I suggested that he... He builds a working waffle iron shoe for when him and Patty infiltrate the Order of the Beat, which I still like. I still like that.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
I think it was the fucking Mr. Bone robots. I think I suggested doing something with them too.
The Robobone.
Robobone. Robobone.
Right. Robobone.
Yeah. Doug's daydreams get to the point where it's difficult for him to separate fantasy from reality. Eventually, opens up to Skeeter and Patty about it. The Order of the Beat hideout is in either Funky Town or the Moody School. Moody School for the Gifted.
Yep,
the abandoned Moody School. That's what it was.
That's what it was. Yeah, that's what we went with.
Yeah, yeah, it was condemned. So the season ends with the reveal of Chad Mandy as the leader of the Order of the Beat, which is Patty's dad, who's in a wheelchair, and he fucking stands up at the end.
He stands up.
Yeah. Hell yeah. And Shellacky is one of the leaders as well, but he's not the top dog.
Right.
And then Chad Mayonnaise succeeds where Mayor White failed and poisons the town's water supply with nematode. That's where we ended.
Holy shit.
Yeah. But we don't have to do that either because it's a fake show.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right, right, right.
We can take that back.
I feel like there was something else with the Order of the Beat that we came up with.
There was a bunch of shit, like one of the Arnold Schwarzenegger character there. I said his name already. I can't remember. But he was
Weisenheimer.
Yeah. He was one of the bodyguards. Like.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Outside, and it was they were all like hooded figures too. So we're not sure who everybody is except for Chad Mayonnaise.
Right.
And Mr. Shellacky, because you hear his voice.
Didn't like somebody? Wasn't somebody being sacrificed or something?
Yes. Oh fuck! Who was it? Was it that? It was that kid, the one that worships Doug.
Okay. Interesting. Because I have an idea for him. Did they kill him?
I think they did. I think we fucking murdered him. I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Well, that's okay.
But again, we can always revise.
We could change it. This was just one little, it wasn't like a big part of the story, but it was just like a little thing that I
We got to write had. A pilot.
Yeah.
We got to do it.
Yeah. Well, we need to write a show Bible. That's what we need to follow all the shit.
Yeah.
You know, keep it all in check.
Yeah.
Did you listen to the episode?
No, I forgot.
You dick. I would have done it.
I didn't know this was 300 until I woke up from my, I took a nap after work. Otherwise I would have just listened to it instead.
Mm.
But you were like, give pervert proverbs. So that's what I was doing. And then I was like, okay, I'm done. I could take a nap. I fucking totally forgot.
That's fine. I think it'll be fine. Cause I think that covered most of the major points, and other shit will come back to us. It don't matter.
Yeah,
but maybe someday I'll do like a super cut, and I'll put all the.
There already is a super cut,
right? But I'll add season four and three and four to that or whatever.
Fuck yeah.
Anyway, here's an idea. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is what I have for season two, and it's gonna
season four. Yeah,
it's gonna blow your mind.
All right.
Okay. But first, I have a couple of questions and ideas that are just sort of, you know, dependent upon other details that I don't remember if we covered or not.
Yeah.
Like, what is Patty's profession? Is she Doug's partner? That's Doug and Patty PIs or whatever.
Yeah, but it's not. It's like an underground sort of thing.
Right. It's not an official.
Right. Because they're still at that. I think at the point we're at, I think they're still. Are they in school or are they? I think they're done with school, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is all probably,
at this point, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the next thing was,
and now we're a couple years removed from it anyway, too. So
Right. The next question was, did we cover Todd at all?
Yeah, Todd's dead.
Todd got sacked.
I do remember it's Todd getting stabbed through the heart with a beet. Yeah. That's what it was. Like,
yes.
They had like beet weapons.
Right.
And he fucking they straight up sacrificed him. And that's why it was so like that's what added to the thing, because you were like, do we kill him? And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, we kill him.
We kill the kid.
Yeah.
Okay.
It just makes it so much more menacing. It makes it actually menacing because we didn't really cover too much about the Order of the Beat.
Well, my idea here was that
but it was connected to the Yodeling Society. It was like the next step up,
the next level up. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
They may or may not be members.
So I said that Todd, if we haven't covered him, could be, I totally forgot about him getting sacrificed, could be Doug's partner in the investigation. Like if he hadn't already been established as a kid, he could be like a slightly younger kid.
Yeah. We could just have a pork chop. Pork chop should just be pork chop from the regular series. Just an animated dog that follows him around.
He has a storyline in this season.
Excellent.
So Patty's dad.
Yeah.
We don't know if he got arrested or what.
He didn't.
Okay. So everybody just got away at the end. They poison the water supply.
I guess we don't have to roll with that, but yeah.
But that's how we ended it.
I mean, we ended it with them killing Todd at the very least, and then him
and then
standing
revealing
up,
who he was,
revealing himself as the leader.
Okay. Yeah, so this whole Todd thing we can scratch, because I also had like Patty was on leave or something, and yeah, that Todd maybe took her place in the private PI. Yeah.
And if you don't know Todd from the original series as a kid, that
yeah idolizes Doug for
in an episode, and
for some reason
Doug tells him to fuck off, and he goes in a tree during a lightning storm, and you know,
yeah, it's a healthy kid.
Yeah.
Doug yelled at him because he's
annoying.
Well, no, he specifically embarrassed him somehow.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't remember what he did, but he embarrassed Doug in front of his friends. So I was thinking that Todd could embarrass Doug in front of all the other
detectives. Yeah.
And that maybe it could have tied into the idea of Doug turning in cash that he finds.
Yeah.
You remember he did that in the show?
Mm.
He found some cash and like turned it into the police. And yeah, they were like, what the fuck's wrong with you?
Yeah.
You're supposed to just keep it, you dick.
Right.
And he's like, I'm trying to do the right thing. And they're like, nobody claimed it. You can keep it. And then he finds out whose it was and brought it to her and his old lady, and she gave him a piece of gum.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking that could make Todd quit what was going on there. And then he could come back later at a pivotal point.
Yeah.
But we're scratching all of that. Todd's been murdered.
He's fucking passed away. He was murdered with
he got a beat to the heart.
Yeah.
Beat to the heart.
With a serrated beat. With a beat saw.
Okay.
I think it was a beat saw. I'm pretty sure it was.
Was it?
It was something made out of a beat. It was.
Yeah. I thought it was a dagger.
I think it was.
Okay. Now,
but it'd be funny if they sawed him in half with a fucking beat saw too.
Oh yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah, I know. So Doug is now a full blown detective.
Okay.
So he's out.
Yeah. He's been out of school.
Yeah. And
he's got his mental health under control.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah. For the most part. He still struggles, you know, but
it's better.
It's better than it was. Yeah. Okay. He's been taking meds and seeing a psychiatrist and
yeah, he's on Wellbutrin. He's got Cymbalta dick.
Right. His dick don't work.
Right.
And by the way, do we have to like, I don't know, is it going to be a problem if Doug's a cop, you know, 2023 America?
Yeah.
Is it going to be controversial or if he's technically a cop?
He's like
or do we just ignore that?
He's like a classic kind of detective.
Right. He's one of the good ones. I'm not saying that, but like, you know, the timing, I don't know.
I feel like detectives in the 1930s are not cops. You know what I mean?
Right.
They are, but they're not, you know?
Right. And yeah, the detectives are looked at differently for
He's
sure.
He's a dick.
He's a private dick.
He's a dick. Or he could just be a private one. Or actually, maybe he'll get fired and then he'll be.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. Because there's a reason that
he's going legit.
There's a reason, a story based reason.
Okay.
Why I wanted him to be a detective.
Okay. Yeah. He's
so, anyway, that's a morally gray area. Let's just leave it at that. Because
he thinks about it.
He does. He's got his objections. He's trying to change for the better from the inside.
Right. Which is not possible.
Yeah. Which is, yeah. It's a problem, but he's trying to reckon with that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he's investigating a murder. Okay, it starts out with him investigating a murder.
Yeah.
And it's a staged murder scene. The body has been staged.
Okay. Oh, True Detective.
Yeah, kind of like that. Yeah. And there's like this, kind of like that too. There's like a strange shrine that's nearby. We don't see it. We don't see the shrine. Or we see it out of focus or, you know, we don't see what it is.
Yeah.
But he's, you know, kind of shook by it, let's say. Meanwhile, he's been getting a mysterious visitor in his dreams.
Ooh.
Okay.
Who?
You'll see.
I know.
We don't see right away. It's just we hear like maybe a voice, and we see a guy with a, you know, like long hair and a hat on.
Yeah.
Like a baseball hat. So it's covering his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And
what are the dreams about?
It's just like the classic faraway guy trying to get to him and say something.
Okay.
And he's like, he can't reach him.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, so he's like,
that's a Doug dream and a half.
Yeah.
Too.
He's just like running in place, basically.
Doug taught me anxiety, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an anxiety dream. Yeah, for sure. He's fucked up, Doug. He's a little fucked up.
I'm saying Doug fucked me up.
That too. I know.
Long term.
Yeah. I know. Been thinking it was your fault. Meanwhile, Pork Chop, He's just a dog.
Yeah.
But he's been acting a little mopey.
Yeah.
Right? He's a little
may not be a cartoon dog.
No, he's a real dog.
I know, I'm kidding.
He doesn't speak, but we follow him around sometimes.
Yeah.
And he's been having trouble making friends.
Yeah.
Out on the street in the dog park and stuff. Doug takes him, of course, to the crime scenes and things like that.
Right.
He's also a police dog.
Yeah.
I just decided just now.
I like it. Yeah.
Yeah. He's a canine unit. And when I say unit, I mean he's a fucking unit. He's a pit bull.
Yeah. But he doesn't care about drugs.
No, he'll let that slide. He doesn't care. He's just looking for bad guys.
Just corpses.
And dead guys, yeah. He befriends a stray piglet.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So he's got this friend who's a pig who follows him around now.
That's his Woodstock.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Fuck yeah.
And Doug's like, what the fuck? Where did this pig come from? But he doesn't think too much about these kind of things anymore because of his mental state.
Yeah.
You know, like he only has so much focus. He can't really put it in that much energy into dissecting the minutiae.
Yeah.
Because there's a good chance it's his brain playing tricks on him, which maybe it is.
Yeah.
We don't know. We don't know either because we're seeing from his perspective.
Right. So Doug's, he's like, he's got it under control, but he's kind of a zombie a little bit.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's very medicated.
Yeah. And his dick don't work. It gets hard, but it don't come.
Right. But it doesn't matter because he's perpetually single.
Right. Well, you can't love someone else till he loves himself. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Yeah. Doug says he's got to go out. He's got to get a nice haircut. He's got to get plugs.
Yes.
Doug gets hair
plugs in this one.
He gets a nice Joe Biden slick back.
Yes.
Got them plugs.
Absolutely. Okay, let's see.
You got a plug?
A butt plug?
Just a plug. Like someone that gives you drugs.
Oh, I got a plug.
You got a plug?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
I got the bag. I also got the bag.
Yeah?
Yeah, I get the bag, so.
Wow.
Ms. Newberry, you remember her from the show?
Yeah.
She was a hot substitute teacher. Doug wanted to suck her tits.
Yeah. Doug actually sucks her tits.
Yeah. I don't have anything. I just remembered her. Yeah. And I was like, it would be interesting dynamic if Doug had to deal with like having a crush on somebody.
Yeah.
Who's maybe his superior somehow.
Yeah.
Whether that's, I guess, what do you call like the big detective, the head detective?
That works. Head detective's fine.
The head detective. The
sheriff.
Not the sheriff, but there is a word for it. I just don't remember what it is. Yeah, maybe Ms. Newberry, and he's like trying to impress her.
Yeah.
But is really struggling because
you don't have a plan for it?
Mentally ill, no.
With her? I got an idea.
Yeah, good. What is it?
So she can be questioned in a crime, like her husband can be, that could be one of the murders he's investigating. He's doing an LA noir sort of thing, and he has to question Miss Newberry.
Oh yeah.
And then he begins having an inappropriate relationship with older woman
who's a widow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, I like that.
Yeah,
you did strip away a lot of her agency there, but that's,
yeah, I did.
That's okay if we acknowledge it.
I'm going noir style, right? You know? My brain's in the 1940s, baby. This is I'm being realistic here.
Yeah. We like Private Dick.
Yeah. No, she can be a detective.
Well, she could be a detective if she wanted to, but she doesn't want to.
I'm not. Yeah.
She doesn't want to. Again, I like your idea better. It's a better story.
I'm saying
dynamic.
It's an inappropriate relationship because it's a conflict of interest.
Right.
I'm not saying, you know.
Right, right, right. No, I know. I know. I was just, it would have been a more empowering role, I think.
Yeah.
To have her be the lead detective, but we could have a different
one. It's like, it's not like they shouldn't be doing it, you know, it's just that the thing,
right, right, right,
it's the thing he's got going on
in this case. Yeah, that's her because that makes more sense for the story, like, kind of. Well,
she's also a very successful detective. Bloatsburg detective.
Yeah.
No, she teaches in Bloatsburg. She's doing great. She's a principal.
Okay, that's perfect. All right, that's good. Let's go with that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So, Doug.
Thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah.
God damn. I'm a misogynist.
Damn. No.
I'm ashamed of myself.
Listen.
I just want Doug to get some sucking and fucking in. You know what I mean?
Of course. Yeah. with a nice older woman.
Sure.
Who can understand him and where he comes from.
Yeah, that's what Doug needs, a woman with experience.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Because he's wise beyond his years, even though he's a little fucked up.
But not when it comes to sucking and fucking.
No, he's got to learn.
Yeah.
And she wants to teach him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's going to be like in Wayne's World. With
yes.
Garth, Wayne's World 2.
Right.
He's going to come out of that room and he's going to have a pipe and he's going to blow bubbles out of it.
I like that.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
You ever seen Wayne's World 2?
Yeah.
I think 2 is better than 1.
Hmm. They stick together in my mind. They're like one unit in my mind.
Yeah. I think the opening scene in 1 is better.
Mm-hmm.
But I think 2 is the better movie.
That's
the one with Christopher Walken, the YMCA.
Yeah, that's fair.
Jim Morrison in the desert.
Yeah.
Aerosmith.
Shit. Okay. Back on track.
Yeah, sorry. Okay. How are we going to get Aerosmith in the show?
They're going to play the Beats.
Oh, cool. Yeah. They'll be opening for the Beats.
Okay. Doug goes a little bit too far with Ms. Newberry when he's investigating this murder.
Yeah.
And he gets, because he's really feeling this
connection,
yeah. And he dresses up as a honker burger and tails her a little bit.
Okay.
Just a little bit. He's not too bad. Like, he's not like following her home or anything.
He's not, he's still stalking her.
He's interested. And he happens to be undercover anyway as the big honker burger,
mm-hmm.
like from the show when he was the big honker burger.
Yeah, yeah.
So he'll dress up like a big hamburger and like he's, you know, telling cars which way to go to get their food and stuff.
Yeah.
And then he sees her and he's like, okay, I'm undercover. I may as well go see what she, you know, he wants to know what she likes. She goes into a bookstore or something. He wants to see what books she's buying or something. It's not like that creepy. It's
I gotcha.
Just a little bit like
he's not following her home.
No, nothing like that.
Okay.
He's still, you know, but it's.
He sees her in public.
Yeah. And he happens to be undercover as the big honker burger. So he follows her a little bit to see what kind of
shit she... There's nothing really
it's
wrong
with
that.
It's not too bad. I mean, people do that without being a big honker burger. It's not a big deal.
Maybe he intends to talk to her. He doesn't.
Right. He's scared. He's scared. There you go. Okay. So another side plot here that we can work with. Doug accidentally handcuffs himself to Patty.
But
he did that on the show when he was doing a magic trick. And then he lost the key, and they had to get to the magic store and before they closed so that he could get another key to unlock it. But this time, he just has handcuffs because he's a detective.
Yeah.
And he's, like, fucking around with her somehow.
Yeah.
And they get, like, strapped together.
It's got to be later on in the...
Yeah, yeah. So he's, like, trying to get stuff done. He doesn't want to admit to what's happening.
Yeah.
But I just thought that's about as far as I got with it. I thought there might be another.
Well, now we have that other subplot where he's seeing his old substitute teacher, which was kind of fucked up.
Wow. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
She is the old substitute teacher.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of, I missed that if you said that.
Yeah. That was another reason why.
But she happens to be the
inappropriate.
Right. Wow.
But
okay.
I guess not really. Cause he's not,
it's inappropriate anyway, just cause he's investigating.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, it was like a conflict of interest is why I was thinking it was inappropriate.
Right, right, right. But he had a crush on her as a
child.
A child.
Yeah, when he was 10.
And she was young, so she's probably 15 years older than him or
something. She's 35, he's 20, right? Something like that.
Something like that.
He's probably 22 now.
Yeah, 22.
This is 22. So she's 40.
Yeah, it's not that weird.
No.
She's hot, dude.
Yeah. Doug's fucking packing cock too, so
he can't nut, but he can try.
Right? Oh yeah, he's on Cymbalta.
Yeah. Okay,
man. What a brutal year.
You got any other ideas for the handcuff situation?
Yeah. So him and what's her name? The teacher?
Ms. Newberry.
Yeah, Ms. Newberry. Yeah, they'll have like a falling out or something. They'll get in a fight,
mm-hmm.
and then. Doug's doing whatever and accidentally handcuffs himself to Patty.
He's like messing around.
Yeah.
Like maybe they're like arguing about something work related or PI related.
I don't think they should be arguing. I think it should be
good natured.
And then,
but it adds to the drama if they're like on the outs.
Exactly.
When this happens.
Who? Him and Patty?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I was thinking he was on the outs with Miss Newberry. And then him and Patty have this accidental interaction. And it's like, oh, shit.
Oh, and Ms. Newberry thinks that they have a thing, but they don't.
Well, maybe they do.
They don't. They're platonic.
I know. Oh, yeah. Ms. Newberry will probably walk in on them handcuffed together. And, yeah.
That's not good. What it looks like.
Yeah.
And then he goes into a dream sequence where he's fucking like Race Canyon or something.
Yeah.
And he's got to get the key to undo it.
Yeah.
And save the day.
Sure. Yeah, I like it.
I don't know.
I like it. I think we should do something involving dangly earrings in this season as well.
Maybe.
It's a code.
Maybe. A code?
Yeah, it's a snake holding a beat.
So all this shit's going on. What happened to the water supply being poisoned?
We don't have to do it.
Well, what was their plan then? The order of the beat.
Well, I mean, they already fucking killed Dale. I think that's enough.
But why were they wanting to? They wanted to mind control everybody.
Having a meeting, maybe that's up. That's the upcoming plan.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. We could.
Yeah, it's an upcoming. They just did, that's what they're intending to do, and they got away so far.
Or maybe we find out that they're slowly starting to do it.
Oh, maybe they're infecting like
they're putting
bottled water.
Yeah.
Instead of like the running water, like or it's
I like the town water though, but slowly, like they slowly like ease it in until
right.
You know, everyone starts. We notice people starting to go fucking crazy
toward the end of this season.
Just in the middle
in the next
of it,
season,
like, people
I
just
think
start weirdly.
Shit will be,
yeah,
like they'll be. Full it'll be blown. Like they live, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, progressively they ease it. That's what their plan is. They're easing
it in so that it's not as obvious.
Yeah, they're microdosing everybody with nematode.
Right.
And it's leading to madness in some people.
Oh, and that might be what's causing some
people that have done nematode in the past are getting nematode flashbacks.
Or no, I think that the nematode microdosing of the public might be what leads the killer. Of you know the killer that he's trying to find to do the murders so that's how it could tie in. That would be perfect actually, but we'll get to that in a second.
Yeah, in middle school I was voted most likely to have a nematode flashback.
I also, this is a big open-ended thing, a possible bottle episode that's just, you know, all contained in one episode story, you know,
like one day,
or just like you know what a bottle episode is. Like when it's just like sitcoms and stuff usually would have. Well, I guess there are a lot of different ones, but where the cast is like holed up in one location.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of those.
Okay.
But it's just Doug and he's alone with his thoughts. And we could base it loosely on the episode called Doug's on His Own.
Yeah.
Which is the one where Mr. and Mrs. Funny go to Judy's school dance as chaperones. So Doug plans a whole night in alone by himself, and then there's a huge thunderstorm which scares the shit out of him, remember?
Yeah.
Knocks out the electricity and ruins his whole plan, and he had watched a scary movie on TV that put these ideas in his head, and he has to go down into the basement into the dark to turn the power back on somehow.
Yeah, you know what we can do? It's just a stupid idea.
What?
I was gonna say what we can do is, since Doug is, I like that idea. I think that's good. We gotta include his paranoia as it is anyway, because his life's scary as it is.
Right.
But yeah, being by himself there
like, and the thunder and shit.
Yeah, it triggers something.
But why is he by himself?
I don't know. Parents are out somewhere.
He doesn't. He's an adult.
But he lives at home.
He does?
Because he has to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But he's still a detective.
Yeah. They don't know. I don't know.
What if he lives on the property? What if he has an apartment or something?
Sure. Or Porkchop has to go to the vet overnight. He doesn't have Porkchop with him, so he's by himself.
There you go.
There it is.
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah. And the furnace is coming to life and trying to eat him and shit.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah, okay.
He doesn't have his buddy with him. I was going to say, Doug is experiencing madness on his own.
Right.
Partial madness.
Right.
When they start they start microdosing the town with the nematode, it cures his madness.
It has the opposite effect on him.
That's
a good idea. And then he has to
it's like
and then he alone has to solve the case.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
I love that.
Cures his badness.
So, okay. Yes. We're not going to forget that. It cures his madness.
Sure. It's because it's brilliant. It's not. That's a really dumb idea. We shouldn't do it.
So, there's another murder. There's two more murders, at least. And every time he goes there, they're all staged. And they all have the same weird little shrine thing.
Yeah. What's the shrine look like?
Well, this is where we're going to have a... This is big, okay? This is the big moment.
I'm ready.
So he turns the shrine, and the camera finally reveals it maybe halfway through the season, okay? It's a human head. Not an actual human head. It's a sculpture of a human head.
So we're not going to show the shrine until this point.
Right. Like, there's an object that's off screen, and he's like staring at it being like, what the fuck? But you don't see it until now.
Okay. Maybe then the back of it only.
Yeah. Yeah. Something vague. It's a head with a hat on it, and it's made out of bubble gum.
Okay.
Okay. So he sees this, and he sees a face, and he's like, wow, this is very detailed.
Yeah.
I think I can like identify him. Identify the person, like it's so recognizable. So he like runs it through some databases and stuff and finds who he thinks it is.
The shrine?
Yeah, who the shrine
the sculpture is
of.
Okay.
This is at all the murder sites and stuff. And he's like, what the fuck? This is this guy. We don't see a name or anything. But he goes off and he's gonna go and hunt him down to question him.
Yeah.
He gets his address and stuff. He goes there. He knocks on the door or whatever. Big reveal. It's Arnold.
I have a feeling that's where you're going with it.
So he's the guy in his dreams.
Arnold?
Arnold's been coming to, in his dreams. He's got the blue baseball hat and the long hair.
Yeah.
And, you know, Helga, she used to build those bubblegum shrines. She built a bubblegum shrine.
Yeah.
So Helga may be the murderer. She may be killing people because she's too tweaked out on nematode.
Yeah.
And she's somehow, she's going after Arnold.
This complicates getting this made.
this part.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, that's brilliant.
It's a shared universe.
It's like Arnold.
Yeah. It's just like, I mean, we would never have thought that all those different Spider-Mans would be on the screen at one time.
That's also true as well, because it's live action.
Right.
Does he have a football head?
Well, no. But he does. He does have a distinct look somehow. I don't know how.
Okay.
He also does have a pet pig that went missing.
Abner.
Abner.
Yeah.
Who's now friends with Porkchop.
Yeah, it's Woodstock. Yeah.
So there are all these little signs, you know.
Yeah.
And then, big reveal. That's it. We're in a shared universe now. It's still mostly Doug, you know. But this is going to take people. I mean, the ratings are going to go through the roof when people hear about that.
It's so stupid. it's so dumb that it's smart. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's funny. So Helga's going to be doing these murders, possibly?
Possibly, but whoever it is, they're coming after Arnold. So Doug has to sort of protect him.
Yeah.
And that's why he was seeing him in his dreams. You know, this is not, it's not like a outwardly supernatural thing.
Yeah, it's like,
but
yeah,
it's like he's feeling something in the atmosphere.
Yeah, he shines
a little bit. Yeah, yeah.
He's having a premonition.
Yeah, exactly. It's probably Helga, right? She is a fucking lunatic in that show.
Yeah,
she is outrageously unwell.
Yeah. Also, Helga's going to be after Arnold,
right? She's like trying to get to Arnold and kill him. She's fucked up on all that. She's all geeked out.
Her and Phoebe.
On that nematode.
Phoebe. No, Phoebe comes back. Phoebe helps catch Helga.
Right.
They're not
friends
anymore.
She's been noticing some.
No, they're not. They haven't been friends for a long time. Helga, she, you know, she became one with the nematode.
Oh, right. Right. Yeah. She lost all her friends because right. she's too tweaked out.
Right. It's unfortunate, but that's just what happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. But does this go deeper?
Not much.
Order of the beat involved somehow, other than just the microdosing?
Yeah, their plan's like coming together. I mean, we got to obviously go back and insert them into the show and shit too.
Right.
But that's like the over... I mean, yeah, it's got to connect somehow, but I don't know how.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
maybe
I guess,
Helga
I mean,
could just be a fucking member because they were all hooded. It doesn't, you know?
That's true.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. That's true. And she is hooked on the stuff.
Yeah. Maybe they're actually doing the murders and they just pin it on her because she's unwell.
Oh, wow.
And then it's this tragic thing where...
She did do the bubblegum sculptures.
Yeah.
But they placed them there.
Yeah.
The shrines.
Yeah, they were doing all the killing.
To make it, and they put that there just to blame it on her because nobody cares about her. She's a junkie on the street, Helga. Right.
And as the season goes on,
wow,
too.
That's good.
Yeah. That's the thing we can do. That can be like the, you know, like I said, everybody's like, you're noticing people in the background just like acting fool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just wild.
Like
for
way
no,
distant. Like
for no reason.
And totally like we're not going to bring attention to it.
Yeah.
It's the kind of thing you watch it more than once and you can start to see like, is that dude doing a fucking cartwheel
yeah,
in the
but
background?
But also as you go on, you start feeling more and more like you're on Nematode.
Right, right.
You know?
Like, did I just see that? You have like single frame flashes of stuff like the Exorcist, you know? Like Pazuzu.
Yeah, but it's Bizuzu. It's a beat.
Bizuzu.
He's purple.
Yeah, looks a lot like who am I picturing? I'm picturing a purple raisin man,
like purple Danhausen.
No, it's not that I was thinking of.
Well, that's just what I'm thinking.
California raisin.
That's how we get Danhausen on the show.
Looks like the Jeepers Creepers monster.
I think we can get him for cheap.
Okay,
$600-$700 probably. Purple Pazuzu.
Right, Beat Zuzu.
Bazuzu. Beat Zuzu.
Beat Zuzu. Yeah,
there it is.
Okay.
So that's who we got.
Okay. I think that's all I got for the season.
Oh, man.
Which is a lot, but...
That is a ton, yeah. That's a good direction for it, too. That's damn good.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Because you can't, you know, we can't go where they're expecting. Got to keep the kids on their toes.
Right. Maybe we just show throughout, too, because we don't reveal what the meeting was about either, like after Chad stood up.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we could just... come up with something for that and put it like randomly insert that into different episodes like as it goes on. This is,
yeah, there's some it's
some flashback to the meeting.
Yeah,
or, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, like the meeting happened and stuff has occurred since then, but we don't know about it from our perspective yet.
Yeah,
right, right. Okay.
Or his speech is something at the beginning of each episode and it's relevant to what the episode is about.
Okay. Yeah,
write the speech last.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Okay. So
because we got to keep them on people's minds. We can't have the order of the beat.
No, that's the big bad over all the seasons. Wow, that's awesome. The whole Helga thing and the substitute teacher who he then has like a fling with.
Stupin.
Wow. That's good. That's good TV.
Yeah.
That's really good TV. I watched the fucking shit out of this show.
It's good writing.
I watched the shit out of this.
Yeah, I'm glad you came up with something because I'm not going to lie. I blew my fucking wad when Chad Mayonnaise stood up in that last
That's it.
That was the big moment. I remember you. You said, oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that changes everything.
Yeah.
That changes the game.
That's good.
So he's going to come back in season 5.
Yeah.
We're going to see a lot more of him.
And that we're heading towards the end.
Right.
Season 5.
I think 5 seasons is probably good.
Yeah.
And then we can go.
Or we'll do it like The Sopranos did, 5A, 5B.
Yeah. Well, we won't ever close it, for sure. But like, yeah, we could take a hiatus.
Sure.
Work on some other stuff.
Yeah, we can do a Hey Arnold spinoff. Yeah, you're right.
And I had another idea for a spinoff movie.
Okay. What's that?
It's a little something like this.
Durango Doug?
Yep.
From out of the West came a man with a quest.
Durango Doug.
He's got a powerful stink, and he don't like pink.
Durango Doug.
He's got a rock hard head.
Yeah.
And he eats stale bread.
A soft dick.
Yeah. Some Malta. Yeah.
He's the meanest, gruffiest, and all around dustiest. Durango.
The fucking the music on that show is so good.
It is. This says on Google, at least, that the song Durango Doug is by Holt's dad and the Key Ticklers.
Hell yeah.
I don't know if that's true, but oh no, somebody else released that. That was released in 2018.
I thought it was Jim Jenkins.
Yeah, I think that was.
I'm pretty sure he's a musician.
Holt's dad and the Key Ticklers must have done a rendition of it.
Yeah, it's probably bullshit.
Yeah, I don't like them.
We got to do, we got to put out the fucking Doug EP.
Yeah, so that, I actually was going to bring that up.
Yeah.
And say, because we've shown a couple of them.
Yeah.
And the show, we put them in.
We did it all of them on the last one, the Beats ones. We just didn't, the only one we haven't done is
the Patty.
Patty, or the, yeah, Patty Mayonnaise, the Oi one.
Would you want to, we put that in right here?
Sure.
Patty, you're the pickle in my coleslaw. Patty, you're the sugar in my tea. Patty, you're the relish on my hot dog. And Patty, you're the mayonnaise for me. Whoa, Patty, you're the mayonnaise for me. You're the pickle on my coleslaw. Patty, you're the sugar in my tea. Patty, you're the relish of my hot dog. And Patty, you're the mayonnaise for me. Patty, you're the mayonnaise for me.
It just works perfectly as an Oi song.
Oh yeah, that was like
that
was
banjo.
The most difficult fucking dry vocals ever to do, because it was not just you watching me,
yeah,
but me doing a voice and doing it in front of two people. It's hard enough just doing it in front of you.
Yeah,
I cannot get comfortable.
They're weird.
There's never been a good first take that I've done ever.
I don't know, but it's just weird that you can do it in front of an audience.
Yeah.
But then in like a room, it's like,
I just don't want to fuck up. That's always my thing. I'm
okay.
I fuck up live all the time though.
Yeah, nobody cares.
I know.
Nobody fucking cares. Anyway, I thought so Durango Doug, I thought it could be a cool one-off thing that involves, like, I imagine it sort of like a Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas version of Western.
Yeah.
So it's like really trippy and psychedelic.
Yeah.
I told ChatGPT to write a little blurb about the psychedelic version of Durango Doug.
Yeah.
It said, in the kaleidoscopic recesses of Doug Funny's eccentric imagination, Bluffington morphed into a surreal desert landscape where tumbleweeds hummed and cacti harmonized.
You know, tumbleweeds are living creatures.
That's what I've heard. Yeah. They have a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Enter Durango Doug, a peculiar cowboy with a penchant for the peculiar. Wow, imagine that. Durango Doug didn't merely brush his hair and teeth with a cactus. He engaged in a full-blown tango with the prickly plant, dancing to a tune played by a mischievous accordion-wielding armadillo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And this is all practical effect. We're going to use puppets.
Fuck yeah. I love puppets.
Yeah, me too. The song described him as a fearless hero who communicated solely in interpretive dances, confusing bandits with his avant-garde moves. So he's a dancer, but he's a cowboy. He's a square dancer.
Yeah.
As Durango Doug traversed the psychedelic desert, he encountered a rattlesnake with a penchant for poetry.
Yeah.
The snake challenged Durango Doug to a limerick duel. And our imaginative cowboy, undeterred, recited an epic ode to a tumbleweed. So he's going to have a limerick about a tumbleweed.
Which I can write. I'll handle that.
Yeah, I think you can do that. Actually, take note. Could you do that for next episode?
Remind me. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What's it going to be about? A tumbleweed?
Tumbleweed.
I can do that.
A limerick about a tumbleweed.
Yeah.
then eventually, Durango Doug, he's going to go to the Buck Dude Ranch, where he's faced with a rebellious horse named Sugar.
Is that an actual thing from the show?
That is, the horse thing, yeah.
Well, no, the ranch.
Oh, was that what it was called?
I don't know.
Buck Dude Ranch?
It sounds like a Doug name.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Buck Dude.
Buck Dude. So he gets into the heated debate with the horse over the meaning of avant-garde art in the Old West. And then they collaborate. He collaborates with the horse on an art installation. Let's see what else. Anything?
I could direct this movie.
Yeah. It's got to be way, way out there.
Yeah.
Like way colorful and like.
I got a very specific vision for it.
Yeah. 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 Fear and Loathing is really what I'm.
Yeah. I'm thinking that meets Labyrinth, but good.
Wow. Yeah. With the puppets.
Yeah. And the sets.
And it's full. He's a full blown cowboy, too. So
fuck yeah. Yeah. Like an Old West Labyrinth. with
spittoons and shit.
Yeah. And
six shooters and poetry.
And in a trunk full of mescaline.
Yeah. So Durango Doug.
Just Durango Doug and his lawyer.
Features a showdown with a notorious outlaw Doodle Dandy.
Ooh.
Who wields a paintbrush with unparalleled artistic prowess.
This is an AI wrote this?
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah.
It's getting good.
The duel unfolded as a collaborative mural. So it's an abstract fight, but it's an art fight.
Okay. Fuck yeah.
Blurring the lines between lawman and outlaw in a riot of colors and shapes. It's abstract.
Yeah.
I love that.
I'm trying to figure out how we're going to do that one.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big budget.
Well, you know, with paint effects, we'll do it like, you know, we'll do it like Darren Aronofsky. He did shit on the cheap. He would do like chemical reactions under a microscope.
Yeah, we can do that.
We can do that kind of shit. Make it real spooky and psychedelic. So that's it for Doug, for Bluffington, for now.
Yeah.
We'll be back with a limerick about a tumbleweed next week. And there will be more as we have more ideas.
Sure.
So we're going to come down from that high to speak about some fun little bits and tidbits that we've gathered from the deepest recesses of the perverted internet. In a segment called Pervert Proverbs.
Yeah.
Where we're going to review some comments left on Pornhub videos.
Yeah.
I got 15 of them.
I do too.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Wow. Episode 300 is really shaping up to be something special.
We're in sync over here. Wow.
It's like a premonition.
Oh, you know what? It wouldn't be episode 300 without one of these.
What? Colby?
Leave it in. 4, 7, 8, 2 is not available.
Colby? Hey, this is Rico. I just want to see if you want to have a practice with the band. Maybe we do a panini together. We could get a buffalo chicken sandwich, sangvich. Maybe you come over, we'll do a little beatbox. We'll watch a jungle movie. We get prepared to do the guitars. So, do you like to rock with Rico?
Rico Panini.
Colby, this is your friend Rico Panini. I'm here trying to fornicate with the masses. Please, you will call me back, Colby. We will watch the jungle movie and we will play instruments of our desires.
What you got for pervert talk?
This one is from Ebusha Tank.
Ebusha.
Yes. Says, how is she not injured after this?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was for the thumbnail of this video.
Pile driver?
From what I recall, was a just a
meatball.
Yeah. It was it made me feel very inadequate is all. That's
huge,
what I'll say.
Huge cork.
It was at least
like it's like as big as her full forearm.
Yeah. Yeah, it was more than double what I got.
Was this Cogzilla? Was this a Cogzilla?
Yeah.
I'm going to see that new Cogzilla movie tomorrow on
this
RPX.
Thing was, I'd say it was probably 13, 14. It was big. It looked like an arm.
Wow.
Like, yeah, like Ronnie Coleman's arm.
Wow. Yep.
It was scary. So yeah, he was just concerned for Angela White's well-being.
Okay.
I know who that is.
Okay. Well, this one, the first one I've got is a,
yeah,
it's a title.
Okay.
It starts off like this. Come in panties. Four exclamation points. No, mm-hmm. Three exclamation points to be precise. The girl pays for the trip, sucks a dick, and gives a fuck to her narrow pussy. It's narrow.
I've never heard that.
It's narrow. It's long. It's high.
Yeah.
You know, the height.
Yeah.
Up and down is big.
Right.
But it's very narrow.
Very narrow, like a bean.
Like a string bean. Yeah. Pussy like a string bean.
Yes.
Yes.
Like a bean. She have a pussy like a bean.
Like a green bean.
Reimagining flicking the bean.
Yeah. Oh.
You know?
Yeah, the string bean.
Right.
Wow.
Wow. Really makes you think.
Yep.
This is from Ruby Dragon 666, who says, all I want is to find a big dick black man to fuck my wife.
That's it. Wow.
So let me start over here. All I want is to find a big dick black man to fuck my wife. I'd beg him to let me suck his balls as my wife rides his big black dick.
Yeah.
I want to feel his balls flex on my tongue.
Oh, flex. As his balls can flex?
Yeah. I want to feel his balls flex on my tongue as he's shooting loads of cum in my wife's little white pussy.
Wow. That's graphic.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope he gets what he wants.
I do too, yeah.
I hope everybody involved is a better person because of it.
Absolutely, yeah. If it's a, you know, it's a situation.
Everybody have fun.
That works for everybody fun. And, you know.
Have fun. Be respectful.
Sure.
And you know, clean up after yourself.
Sure. If you're a big dick black man,
yeah,
who likes to fuck wives and have his balls licked by the tongue of a cuck,
right? And you do need to know how to flex your balls.
You're gonna have to flex them in the interview,
right?
I'm gonna have to see him.
Yeah, sure. Okay. My next one's from John Eric 211.
Yeah,
who says, "I bought my wife to my mate's bucks." And when we went home, we quickly went to piss and ended up sucking one of the guy's cock without me knowing. I brought my wife, yeah, what they meant,
right.
to my mate's bucks.
It's a Buck's house.
Oh, to my mate Buck's place. Okay. And when we went home, we quickly went to piss. They went to the bathroom.
Yeah. We went to piss?
And the buck sucked the guy's cock without me knowing? Or the wife probably sucked the guy's cock without me knowing. He was taking a piss with Buck. That's what it was.
Is that it?
Him and Buck were taking a big piss.
Yeah.
Crossing streams. Okay.
Mystery solved.
And a paragraph.
Oh. This is from Wood Suck.
Uh-huh. Wood, U-L-D?
Yeah.
Okay.
Says, it's a nice surprise when she reveals his tightly circumcised penis.
Mm-hmm.
I love how she goes straight for his cleared frenulum.
What?
Yeah.
Cleared?
Cleared, yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
It's been cleared of debris?
Yeah.
It's been cleared for takeoff?
Yeah.
What? Okay, I love that. Well, I got one from Sana Cal Jassy Eppel.
Okay.
Cream pie fucking nightclub toilet like this?
What?
More fan cream pies and quit cream pie fucking.
It quit cream pie?
Quick. Quick. Cream pie fucking nightclub toilet like this?
Like this?
More fan cream pies and quit cream pie fucking.
Right.
Please.
I love it. I'm going to need you to call this one.
Call?
Yeah.
Number?
Yeah. It's interesting. Why I want you to call
it. Okay, read it.
It's one of those ones where it posts a phone number and it says, DM me, I need more woman in my life. But the phone number is a 603 number.
What?
Yeah. New Hampshire number.
That's a New Hampshire number.
Yeah.
Okay.
603-913.
Yep.
9477. It's from My Revenge 1234.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
You want me to leave him a message?
When you finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, I hear you need a woman. Lucky for you, I am woman. Foot boy, you will give me your revenge.
Perfect. I'll send him a text.
Sure.
Foot boy.
I said hey to him.
H-A-Y.
Yep. All right. My next one is from GND 1836. I came when she's about to suck him out. Then she start licking the toilet. Now I want my comeback.
Wow.
I love that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would feel ill-begotten at that point.
Yeah.
That nut.
That's
the ill-begotten nut.
That's bad post-nut clarity right there. That's
right. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Not good.
That's post-nut remorse.
Right. This next one is from Big Tits and Teens in Asian.
Teens
in Asian. They said, the milk is very suckable.
Suck my milk. You have very suckable milk.
Harry Potter and the suckable milk.
Suck my milk. Hey.
You want to suck the milk?
Do you? Yeah, okay. Love that.
Well, come over and suck my milk.
This next one's from Cactus 75. Loved the chick next door. You can hear her pissing.
Oh.
Wow. You noticed that? Not only could this person notice an ambient piss sound from the next building over.
Yeah.
Or let's give him the benefit of the doubt, the next room over at least.
Right.
But he could tell that it's coming from a chick, allegedly.
Yeah.
That's chick piss. I know that sound. I know that sound.
Yeah.
That's girl pee pee.
Right.
Yeah.
Girls pee different.
Girls pee big and they squirt.
Right.
And a paragraph.
That's right. It comes out of their butt.
Yeah.
This one is from Futanari T.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that recently, didn't we?
I don't know.
Futanaris?
I don't know. They said...
It's a voluptuous hentai babe.
They said...
With a big cock.
Delicious breasts. Pussy wet now I have.
I don't know why that's so fucking funny.
Pussy wet now I have.
It's literally just out of place.
Yeah.
But that's like the funniest shit.
I think the exclamation was just in the wrong spot. I think it's like delicious breasts, pussy wet, or pussy wet now. And then I have revisited the video 2 times. I just think, yeah. But they said, pussy wet now I have, which is so much better.
Yeah.
And then revisited the video 2 times, got an idea for a video now. Video. Which isn't funny, but the other part is funny.
But it's important information. It's context.
Right.
This one's really complicated. I don't know if you're going to fully grasp the severity of it, the gravity of it.
The next one I've got is, you're going to love it.
Okay. You're going to love this one, I think. The Answer, 1993, said,
Huda.
Huda?
Huda.
How do you spell it?
H, capital H.
Yeah.
U.
Yeah.
D.
Yeah.
A.
Huda.
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 Huda. That's all. That's all they said.
Did you Google it?
Huda. No, I didn't. I thought it would be a good mystery, but maybe we could Google it.
Huda. No.
The only thing that comes up when I type in Huda is an American makeup artist and beauty blogger.
Probably not them.
And she has a brand called Huda. Huda Beauty. Huda Beauty. You the beauty?
Yeah.
Me?
Huda Man.
Huda.
Yeah. This is from Kira Shy.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Who says... Oh, fuck. Who says, please, don't forget to put on your panties again. Otherwise, your sexuality has already... erased my entire pussy.
What? What?
Please don't forget.
Please don't forget.
Please don't forget to put on your panties again. Otherwise, your sexuality has already erased my entire pussy.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
What the fuck? That erased my entire brain.
Yeah.
Okay. Say it again.
Please don't forget to put on your panties again.
Okay.
Otherwise, your sexuality has already erased my entire pussy. It doesn't make any more sense the more you think of it.
No, but it's
but it's brilliant.
It's art.
It's got one upvote, so.
It's good.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Okay. My next one, another very short but sweet one.
Yeah. Huda.
Huda. From Jade Magic.
Yeah.
There are so many different ways you could deliver this. I'll say it one way, and then you'll say it the other way once I show it to you.
Okay.
Do sexy.
No, that's good. That's right.
Do sexy.
Do sexy.
I thought the other possibility was do sexy.
Is it a question?
Do sexy. Is that's what I'm saying? Is
do
it?
Sexy.
What do they mean?
Do sexy.
It's a command.
Do sexy.
Do sexy right now, please.
Do sexy.
Do you do sexy on me?
Do sexy. Shut up and do sexy. This is from Mature Michelle. It says, I'm just a bomb with a hot clit.
That's beautiful.
Lick between my legs and I'll squirt. And it was a bomb emoji and then hard eyes and then the hot but or sweating.
Right.
Upset.
Bomb clit.
Upset. Tongues out.
Hot clit, bomb clit. Tongues out.
I'm just a bomb with a hot clit.
Hot clit.
Hot clot.
That was a hot clot.
Hot clot.
My fucking hot clot. My next one's from FlyGuy214D, who said, no homo, but OMG, that big dick. Oof, daddy packing. Long as fuck. Some squirting emojis in there, too.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, he said no homo.
Yeah.
So...
he's just admiring it.
Nice cock, dude. Oof. Daddy packing. Wow. Yep. Daddy packing.
Not my sex tape. Not
no.
A,
no.
It was stolen.
Right. And you'll know who that it's Justy Boy on the tape when you see his dangler.
Yeah.
Meaning his snake earring.
Yeah. I also have one. I have I have a Prince Albert with a snake
snake dangler.
Yeah.
Wow. Snake.
Yeah. I got my piss hole pierced.
Cool.
Yeah, this is from Big House. This is a big one. It's from Big House 1987, who says, Tiffany, stop Botox, which is rude.
Yeah, don't tell her what to
do. And then Bears fan 0808 says, you would still fuck her, LOL, shut up. And then Suarez said, I want to fuck your mom.
Wow.
And then Monroe Vitek says, trust me, you don't.
Wow, that was a good exchange.
Yeah, I thought that'd take you for a little ride. You know?
Yeah, it's a good story. I learned a lot. My next one is from Peter Gozinia.
That's really good.
That is good.
Gozinia.
Gozinia. Peter Gozinia.
Is that Italian?
Yes, yeah. Yes, she does, and so does this one. Wish we could team up and knock out a few loads together. You want to get together and knock out a few loads.
Knock out a couple loads.
Me and the boys are going up to our hunting camp. Yep. We're going to knock out a few loads, yep. Fucking skin a buck.
Playboys.
Yeah. Yeah, let's knock out a couple of loads.
Sure. My bachelor party, we're going to fucking resurrect Hugh Hefner for one day, dude. I got the Ouija board out.
Yeah.
He's coming.
Ouija.
This is from Holy Goat 99. It says, not going to lie, that snake rug goes hard.
Oh, yeah. Snake rug.
I had to look. There's a very cool fucking snake rug.
What's cool about it? It's made out of snake skin?
No. It's a white rug, and it's just got this black snake in the middle. It's badass. So it looks like my earring.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next one's from Danny Deck.
Duck.
Wow. Wait, actually, this is an Owen Wilson one for sure.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
This is really hot. There's so much love in the way she licks the balls. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. I can just see the love radiating from the balls. From the balls.
He was flexing them on her tongue.
He flexed her balls right on her tongue.
You could just feel the love.
It was unbelievable.
This is from Spoonmaker.
Okay.
Who said, y'all hiring? And then Steve997 responded, they need a guy to wipe down the loads.
Oh, yeah. Towel boy.
Yeah, that's from It's Always Sunny.
Oh. Right. Okay. Wow, I got one from Futanari T.
Ooh.
That's the one you had, right?
Yeah. Is it the same thing?
No, but it's really good.
Okay.
And it has a good response, too. It's a twofer. Futanari T said, it was my pussy squirting. The video turned me on to content.
Yeah.
So, whatever that means. And then Edvins1 responded to that. Can I see? Because in your video is slow, fuck more boring. In your video is slow, fuck more boring. Edvins. Edvins is complaining, but
yeah.
Fudanari T said, it was just my pussy squirting.
Right. Just now, watching the video?
It was just my pussy squirting. The video turned me on to content.
Now she likes content.
Right.
After the squirt.
Right. Can I see? Because in your video is slow fuck more boring. So, not impressed by the video.
No. But next time, hopes are better.
Right.
Right. Right.
Right.
I don't know if this is a... Because I got it. I didn't read the name until after.
Mm-hmm.
And now... I don't know if it's like a Ron Swanson quote because it's from real Ron Swanson.
Oh.
But it's funny on a porn video.
Okay.
It said, my father would womanize. He would drink. He would make outrageous claims like he invented the question mark. Sometimes he would accuse chestnuts of being lazy, the sort of general malaise that only the genius possess in the insane lament.
Okay.
Which yeah, now sounds like a Ron Swanson.
That's definitely a Ron Swanson.
But even so, that's pretty
that's
fucking
still good.
That's still pretty good.
Yeah, sure. Okay, well, mine's from...
Fuck. Okay, yeah. Okay, good.
Mine's from Cheeto Man 69-1.
Okay.
This one's great. I don't know if you'll get it, but...
Probably not.
She doesn't have a squirt cooldown. That's OP.
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 I know what that means.
Overpowered.
Okay, I don't know.
Yeah,
what
like
that
in
is.
Video games when there are weapons or moves or whatever that are just too powerful, so that's unbalanced.
I was thinking it was just like
in
like
a squirt cooldown, like it has to cool down before you can squirt again.
Right.
Like a special attack or something.
Yeah, okay, I gotcha.
Yeah.
I gotcha. Before you can hit the smackdown button again.
There you go.
I gotcha.
Gotta recharge.
I like it. This one's from Porn Account 1234. Says, Porn Account 1234 says, her tits look so bad. And then Dapper Brewer said, they look glued on.
That's rude.
They look glued on.
They look glued on. I think I can imagine that, actually, yeah.
What's the matter with their boobs, dude? They look like they're glued on.
That could be a problem. That's good. Okay, and the next one I've got is from Alexa Peach. I squirted so hard. And then there's a response, again, from Edvins1.
Yeah.
I would like fill your squirt on my dick.
Fill or feel?
Fill.
So feel is what he meant.
Oh, wow. I bet you're right. I would like fill your squirt on my dick. But I was thinking like, I would like fill your squirt on my dick.
Yeah.
Like you'd fill up my dick with your squirt.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be like blowing up a water balloon.
You fill it up like a beaker.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Make my dick your beaker. This is from Busty Mia 4K. Says, can somebody do me a massage like that?
Me?
I won't say no.
Please do me. I will
Please
not
do
say
me
no.
Next. I will take a massage from you.
Foot massage. The next one is from Batman is Love 2. Arby's has nothing on this roast beef.
Ah.
Wow.
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 That's rude.
Is it?
Is it?
I don't know. Roast beef. People. Some people like roast beef.
Yeah, but that's not.
From the North Shore?
It's not.
From the North
Shore? Talking about the vagina.
What?
Yeah. Don't you know?
No.
Yeah. They look like a roast beef.
They make roast beef out of vaginas?
What?
What?
You never heard the roast beef vagina?
Yes.
Okay. I thought you're fucking with me. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got you. Okay. I didn't know.
Oh, okay. Is this your last one?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is from Hans Majestet. I don't know.
Okay.
So I just like the way they spelled wish was W-H-I-S-H, which is correct.
I wish.
I wish there were more videos like this.
Yes.
That casually shows naked pussy for an extended period of time. Usually, there's
most
a real...
Most of them probably do, right?
Usually, there's a real hurry to stick something in there or spread it open.
Okay.
I like the anticipation of closed pussy lips. And then Novi Bissette says, Bissette. I like bread. Because he said what he liked, and then he's like,
I like bread.
Oh, I like bread. So. Yeah.
Or is that some other euphemistic language for some sex act? Because like a cake is butt, right? Butt is cake.
Yeah.
So maybe bread is...
Money.
Gooch.
Gooch.
So my last one is a title, okay?
Yeah.
Just a title. It says...
The Gooch delivery was really good, by the way. It was really fucking good.
This was from One Lucky Penny posted this video called Goth Babe... Eats a cinnamon roll off my cock, free version.
Is it a link?
It's a title of a video.
Oh, I got you.
Title of a video. And in the thumbnail, that's what's happening.
Yeah.
It's confirmed. It's a real thing.
Okay.
Goth babe eating a cinnamon roll off of my cock.
Huh. Okay.
So, free version, though. You're going to want to.
I wouldn't want cinnamon on my dick.
No. Or the icing, it's sticky.
Yeah,
I don't like that.
The cinnamon is more my concern.
It's the cinnamon
yeah.
that's the problem. Yeah,
yeah. Like I could fuck bread.
I can fuck a nice loaf of bread once in a while.
Not a problem.
Yeah,
not a problem at all.
Right. That's it.
Yeah.
That's the end of the show. It's a big fat greasy boy for you.
Yep.
Big fat greasy prick.
Sure.
So, thanks for listening all these years. We appreciate you. If you want to get on our Patreon, you can do that at patreon.com/coolparents. And another big thing you could do is leave a rating and a review wherever you're listening. Big time help. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
What's our website?
Coolparents.co.
Yeah. So if you ever need to...
I don't think we should change the name.
What? Yeah. At least not yet.
It's not at all.
Maybe someday.
No.
I want to get more. I want to reach more audiences. We don't even have to acknowledge it. It's just the title, like the title in the feed app.
Nah. Title's good.
Or maybe I'll put cool parents and then in parentheses, I'll say not a parenting podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I'll do that. So thanks for listening.
We got Instagram too.
What is it?
It's Cool Parents Worldwide.
And what's our TikTok?
Cool_parents.
Share them with your friends.
Send me a message.
Send us messages.
No, me.
Me.
Specifically me.
Me too. So. That's it. We'll see you next time on 301 Cool Parents Podcast. I am Curtis Charles.
I'm Justy Studebaker.
That was the right choice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck the world.
Bust a Doug.
Yeah.
Parent.